You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You will feel the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh instead of cry. Don't go anywhere after the lights go out. We'll be right back. On the radio.
To Mars, high sky, man. Take me on a destiny. I can feel you in my chest. Your energy's crazy. Some on another level, but it's so different, baby. See, I completely lose it when I'm in your presence. Trying to control it, girl. Is there a medicine?
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel.
That's right. We are live right here on We Talk Radio Network. We got to thank you for being here today. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. B-Ray, I'm getting a small echo.
Is that better?
Don't know. That is better. I had to check that first. Yes, that's much better. I am super-duper excited. We got some movement going on. I can hear it in the background. We're super excited about today's show. We're live. This is what happens in live radio. You know, it's not pre-recorded. This is live radio. And so sometimes in live radio, you have hiccups. I was actually talking to, shout out to E-Man, Eldridge Massington. He produces a show called Mandy the Mentor. Mandy the Mentor is going to be a guest on our network soon. And we were talking about just hiccups in radio broadcasting and, you know, some things. And he was saying, Kia, I remember when you told me a long time ago, you know, you got to keep going no matter who's listening. You got to keep going no matter what hiccups happen. You just got to keep going. And that's true. So that's not only in radio life. That's just in life in general. No matter what is dust is kicking up your way, keep going. B-Ray, you put out a good post in our group text message. I want you to go get that and read that to everyone. Tonight is a special night. We have a beautiful guest. Her name is Mesa Leek. She has definitely been a guest on our show before. She is no guest, really. I should say she's at home. She can kick off her shoes and all that good stuff here because she is family to us here at We Talk Radio Network. And we're really excited to chat with her tonight. They call her Mesa, and she'll be here soon in just a few moments. So I want you guys to just sit tight and be ready when she gets here. We actually played one of her songs. That was In the Rain, wasn't it, B-Ray?
No, I hadn't played her song yet. I was waiting till she called.
No, the first song was Mesa.
I think it was Ashley Smith. And then the other one was... Yes, that was Ashley.
Shout out to Ashley Smith. That's my girl right there. That's a bad girl. She's a jazz singer as well, a recording artist, adult urban contemporary artist. She came on the show, I think that was a couple weeks ago. She didn't make it that night. But she was here a couple years ago. And so we're really excited to get her back on the show. Ashley, she's an amazing jazz artist. So we got to make sure we play her music all the time, as well as Mesa. One of my favorite songs that she does, which is crazy, is called Jingle Bells. It's actually a Christmas song. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Listen, that girl be blowing. It don't matter what it is, okay? She can sing Jingle Bells and make it a hit. That's how she does it. So we're excited to have the extraordinary mother, singer, songwriter here with us tonight. In the meantime, I want y'all to make sure y'all are ready for the Democratic Convention. I think it already started. Is that right, Keith Miley? She don't even know. Are you going to be watching it tonight, my friend? I mean, clearly, you don't know what's going on, and you're going to put your feast your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I'm talking about, because we're going to let y'all go home early tonight. We still going to pay you. We're going to let you go home early.
I found the post.
Okay, come on. Read the post, D-Ray.
It says, stop stressing yourself out. God knows what you're facing, and he will provide. Say amen. Amen.
Amen. Listen, okay, let me just say this. God is going to provide everything you need. It is not our job to stress out about anything. So if you're worrying
or anyone,
thank you, B-Ray. If you're worrying or stressing, you're in the wrong lane. You're in the wrong lane. Get out of that lane. It's a way to get out, too. It's a way to get out, for real, though. And I'm not the key holder to the way to get out. But one way I know how to get out, and somebody the other day told me, oh, that's crazy. Listen, I have had to talk myself out of that lane, literally. Literally say, hey, Kia, you don't even need to be in that lane. For whatever reason, you done got stuck over here. You need to unstuck yourself and get back over in that right lane and get your mind focused. Kia, you're worth it. You're valuable. Whatever it is, you got to tell yourself. You tell yourself that. Because there's no, I'm telling you,
you're there all day.
Yeah, people all day long can tell you how great you are, but until you start believing that in yourself, or they can tell you how not great you are. But until you know who you are and whose you are, people can tell you anything and knock you out of the knees. So just be confident in who you are, no matter what's happening around you. Don't stress, don't worry. Stay in that non-stressful lane. I'm telling you, you get stressed out, you'll be like, hey, man, it ain't worth it. Keep it. Hey, man, I got so many good things going. I'm going to focus on the amazing stuff. I'm not going to even worry about that crazy crap that might be lingering in my mind. Matter of fact, throw that away. Let that dissipate in the air no matter what it is. That's not even what we're supposed to be talking about on this show tonight. But amen.
That sounds like a Sunday night conversation.
I missed your show Sunday. My bad, B-Ray. B-Ray, tell them about shows that you do. Go ahead and tell everybody about the shows that you got going on.
So on Sundays, I do Shine Lord Radio. It's a gospel show, of course, because it's Shine Lord. But last week, I had an amazing topic. But the guy that was supposed to call in to help me, he thought I meant for him to call in on Monday. So he calls Monday. I was like, bro, the show was yesterday. But it's all good. I was talking about church relations versus worldly relations. And that was really talking about relationships and like the scandals and stuff that's going on in the churches and stuff. So that's a brief synopsis of what that is. And then on Tuesdays, I have Turn Up Tuesdays at noon where we get up, we move around, we dance. We don't say the E word. We dance, do some cardio, and have some fun. So we just turn it up on Tuesdays, and then it's replayed at 7 p.m. Then we go to Thursdays. We got Throwback Thursdays. You know, never know what you're going to get on Throwback Thursday. Never know. And then Friday night, Thursday morning, we got the club We Talk Radio. And you never know what you're going to get on that. So I might take you to the blues club. I might take you to a hip-hop club. I might take you to an R&B club or jazz club. You never know which club you're going to enter until you get there. But all I'm saying is, let's have a virtual party. Let's get up. Let's move around. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh-wee, it sounds like you have fun every day of the week. Matter of fact, we do have fun here every day, every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
So if you want to check, yeah, if you want to check us out on some of our shows, go to WeTalkRadio.com. That's WeTalkRadio.com. WeTalkRadio.com. Now, you may be saying, Kia, why in the world did you just spell that out? I know how to spell We Talk and Radio. Well, guess what? Some people may be from another country. Some people may need a little more time to write that down or for me to speak a little slower because I talk extremely fast. And so sometimes, you know, people miss things, and I don't want anybody to miss this blessing because We Talk Radio is a blessing. Okay? So if you want to advertise with us, we going all the places. If you want to advertise with us, please go to our website, WeTalkRadio.com, or you can send me our team an email. That's admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WeTalkRadio.com, admin at WeTalkRadio.com. You can send an email there to us and let us know exactly what you want to do. Our team will get back with you so we can get your advertising set up. If you want to get a commercial done or if you want us to do a video of your business, come out and shoot your business. We will have our masks on, but we will bring our little small team out because we're a big team, but I don't bring my big team out, especially during COVID. I bring my small team out. We'll come out. We'll get some video, capture where you are at your event or your place of business. We'll talk about that, put that together, put it on the air, and it's actually a video of your interview, and it'll actually be put out online. So we actually have done those for years. Our guests and our clients absolutely love them, and they're on our YouTube page, they're on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, all of our social media pages. So we really, really, really promote business, and we want to promote your business. We want to advertise your business or your product or whatever it is that you may have. So make sure you reach out to us so that we can do that. This is all over the globe because we've got listeners here definitely in Texas, which is where I am. Shout out to my Texas people. We have listeners in Arkansas.
Hey, Arkansas.
Yeehaw. Oh, wait, that's Texas still. My bad. We've got listeners literally all over. If I didn't say your place where you are right now and you want to hear it, you want to give a shout out to yourself, give us a call, 563-999-3456. That's 563.
Oh, no, you did that wrong.
999. Here we go. 563-999-3456.
Boom. Listen, if I guess. It is 5-6. I know we did it wrong. I let him do it that whole time, right?
What? Right.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No, I guess it's not.
I'm supposed to do the first part. Okay, it's supposed to go like this. And our call-in number is 563-999-3456. All right, my bad, B-Ray. You got it together for us. Thank you. My bad, B-Ray.
Did we just stop to do that?
Yeah,
we did. B-Ray got us right on together. Okay, I ain't tripping. That's why B-Ray is the best producer in radio, period, point blank. She's amazing and goes above and beyond at what she does. Shout out to our social media team, our marketing team. Shout out to my assistant, Kumba. I love you, girl. Shout out to just everybody who's doing an amazing job. Our Hot Topic panel is here yet, or has our guest arrived just yet?
No and no.
I said wonderful. That sounded good. Like I was really happy about that. That's not what I meant. Because we want our guests and our Hot Topic panelists to be here. But tonight is a special night. It's the Democratic Convention. And so I said yes because I know for a fact my Hot Topic panelists are literally watching that convention right now. So I'm very excited about that. I said wonderful because I want them to watch that convention. So if they're not here tonight with me, I know exactly where they are. But I do have T. Smiley and B. Ray that's with us tonight. And on Monday night, I actually said that we were going to go through Hot Topics like quick, like, you know, I do my quick, pop, 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 Hot Topics. But unfortunately, I'm not going to do it tonight because of the fact that the convention is on, and I really want people to go stay informed, be informed. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to get you again to vote for a political party. That's not what I'm here to do. What I'm here to do is just to make sure that you are informed and you're listening to all aspects of what everybody has to say. So everybody's got some good stuff to say. You just got to listen. Read between the lines. Listen directly. I don't care how you get it. Just gather the information. But you got to watch in order to know what's going on. So don't let anybody tomorrow at work tell you, oh, I heard this, I heard that. Have that information for yourself so that you know that information for yourself. If you're wanting to know how to find the Democratic Convention, just type in your Google search bar, Democratic Convention 2020, and literally that live stream will pop right up. No joke.
And it's also on Hulu.
Oh, really? Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also on Hulu. So go check that out on Hulu. So I want to tell everybody who's celebrating a birthday in the month of, is this August?
Oh,
oh my goodness. It's Christmas. Is like, I'm going to blink twice. And I'm going to be like, Merry Christmas, jingle bells, jingle bells. I'm just saying. It's about to go down. It's August, and I want to wish everybody that has a birthday or an anniversary a happy birthday and a happy anniversary from all of us here at We Talk Radio Network. We appreciate you for listening and tuning in and making We Talk Radio your number one station. We do have a special, special guest tonight. It is the beautiful Mesa Leek. She'll be here with us soon. She's actually been a guest here on the network many, 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 many times. She, I have two people who've been on the network the most. Shout out to single Crystal Cameron. She's been interviewed on We Talk Radio three times. And so has Mesa. They've both been interviewed three times. So tonight will be her fourth appearance on We Talk Radio. So she's going to break that tie, and she will have been interviewed the most by We Talk Radio Network. Like there's no other artist that I've interviewed three or four times besides Mesa and Crystal. So shout out to them. And I interview people all the time. I've got 10 years worth of interviews, and I love all my guests. So it's not a particular reason why those two artists got on as much as they did, except for my marketing team and their marketing team making sure they were out. And that's real talk. When you got a good marketing team, shout out to Myron Ruffin, who is absolutely amazing at what he does. Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. He is amazing. So I have to give him a big shout out. I've worked with him for years, and he has consistently provided amazing artists for We Talk Radio. Shout out to all of the artists who have been on the show and all the guests that have been on the show, not just artists, but all the guests that have been on the show. But really, Myron Ruffin is an amazing PR, absolutely marketing impeccable. And they make sure those artists are out. They make sure their music is out. They make sure it's heard. They make sure they're interviewed. I mean, he just does a good job, and that's not easy to put all that together. But he does some kind of way. I don't know how. He's the expert at what he does. So shout out to Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. We're going to catch this song right now. We will be back in just a few moments. This is After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We usually tell you to put your kids in the bed on Wednesday night. Go ahead and make sure they're in the bed. Put them on to sleep. We'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show.
It's gonna be alright.
After the lights go out.
Not before, but after.
What usually happens after the lights go out?
After. Somebody's eyes going up.
She probably said somebody's eyes going to be closed. You know, you're right. You absolutely right, T. Smiley. They're going to close their eyes after the lights go out. That's exactly right. Yeah.
You know what?
I had something else.
I told you the other day, I liked went out due to the storm, right?
Yeah, buddy. I remember.
My son is bigger than me. Why did he run from his room to my room and jump in my bed? Like he's a lady.
Oh, my goodness. He is a baby. He's your baby.
He's my baby, but you're too big of a baby to be in the room with me. I don't know if I take that dirt just like a bed. But he's talking about my phone on 3%. Well, stay off of it next time. How about that? Make sure your phone is short. Okay, but jack me for mine.
Wow. Don't you hate when your kids...
We got some candles, but we ain't got a lighter. I said, I got a lighter, but you ain't going to use it.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah,
how long was
the
light that?
Man, from the time we got finished with one show just in time and was going into the next show. And I had to do it in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it was all good. Oh, you got something to say about that? Oh, he walked into my room like, like white
stuff,
white to me on blast.
Shout out to
Jai. Like, while I'm putting him on blast. Because you're too big for that.
That's funny.
And what a reason to stay in your own bed under the covers and shake in there instead of trying to come shaking my bed and disturbing my peace.
Wow.
I'm a mean mama.
Well, you know, maybe it's not, you know, being a mean mom. Maybe it's being a, I guess you'd be right. That would be, I was trying to find another word, but.
I'm trying to make it sound good, right? Okay, you're going to get ready to go to college. What if this happens when you're in college? You're not going to have my
bed
to jump into, so who bed are you jumping into?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Hopefully nobody. Okay.
Exactly.
So instead of his head before we be down in wherever college he at, okay, with a 2x4, okay? Stay in your bed, okay?
Okay.
Girls doing the crossway in front of
us. Bro, you better get it together because, what you talking and that ain't, you ain't going to make it long. I'm ready to come home.
Mm-mm.
You're too far away now.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to Métis and CP. I actually got to see CP earlier today. CP lives, she lives about an hour plus from me. And so she made me a pie. And yes, she did. She made me a chocolate chip pie. And I usually don't share my chocolate chip pie with anybody but my baby girl. But I decided I'm going to definitely share that chocolate chip pie with T. Smiley. Yeah, I'm going to share it, T. Smiley, since you're in the studio.
I got somebody online. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Absolutely. Tonight is a special night because we've got an amazing young lady who is scheduled to be with us. She is an extraordinary artist. She's an amazing singer and songwriter, and I have interviewed her several times, and every time she just blows my mind. Her voice is soft and seamless and absolutely perfect.
Hey.
And we play.
Hey.
We got Micah.
Hey. On the line.
Hey. I'm super excited. Yay. Listen, I've been talking about this young lady all night long, and I could not wait to chat with her again. It has been a while since the last time we talked, but it doesn't matter how long it is. It doesn't matter how long in between. I'm still continuing to play her extraordinary hits, and she is still at the top of my list as artists. She is amazing. She's a mother. She's a songwriter. She's a singer. She tells stories as a storyteller. She is amazing. I want you guys to help me welcome again the incredible Mesa. Woo!
Yay!
Hello.
I'm sorry. I was slowing the sound effect. I'm sorry.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. Roaming the streets of Baltimore right now.
Oh, you're in Baltimore
now. The noise. Yeah,
no worries. I love it. Last time I talked to you, I don't think you were at home. As a matter of fact, the last time we chatted, it was your 50th. You did a huge 50, silver and gold 50 party. Oh,
yep.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It did.
Yeah,
oh,
now
man.
I'm 54.
No, looking like you're 25.
Yeah, I just turned 54. I know, I wish. But it's all good. I'm glad God gave me another year on this earth. I'm grateful for it.
Man, and your birthday's in August, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago, August 17th.
Woo! You know what? Mm-hmm. How I remember that is my grandbaby. I have one grandbaby, and her birthday, August the 17th.
Aww. That's a good day. Good day.
That's a good day. I'm super excited. We've got some. You've got some amazing things that you've been doing. Brand new music. Let's talk about new music. Let's talk about inspiration for new music. Let's talk about what you've got going on and creating. What you're creating in the lab.
Wow, the lab has been interesting during this whole COVID thing. And before COVID, I would say starting to, after I left Shaunakee a couple years ago, back in 2018, I believe, I've had this kind of fight with lyrics and music. Things that I'm hearing, I'm not able to get out of my brain. So I don't know if it's the equivalent of writer's block, or I guess, you know, or that kind of thing where I'm just having a little bit of a struggle getting some stuff out. But there's some things that are coming through. I think the biggest thing is that I started my own record label, and when I started that, it seems like wearing so many hats, doing it all by myself basically, and I have a mentor, a manager type person that's kind of helped me out with this. So, but it's just a lot of work, a learning curve that's mind blowing. And so my focus has been more on the business side of trying to run the company than trying to make music so much. I mean, let's get a few things out there. On the label, You Are Not Alone is the first single. It's going to be All Right, featuring Phil Perry and Chris Big Dog Davis and Kim Waters is the second. And then the latest one is Moving You is Easy.
Wow. You talked about with Kim Waters. Isn't he amazing?
Oh, yeah, he's killing. One of my brothers in the industry. Serious wonderful person.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You spoke a moment ago about COVID. How, as an artist, and of course, the majority of your life is being on stage in front of people. How do you really deal with as an artist?
It's really hard, really difficult. It's if I didn't have my Kitchen Karaoke Sundays, I think it would be, that's kind of what my audience right now, over the internet, over Facebook Live, and seeing people's responses. That's the only way I can interact with an audience right now. So it's devastating. And it's devastating to my career, my finances, to everything, just to my peace of mind, my spirit. Because that's my whole life is entertaining people, and that's what I love to do. That's what my whole existence is about. And so, to not be able to do any of it the way I'm used to doing it, like the other night I just drove out to the airport just to look at the airport. I haven't been to the airport since March. And so I'm devastated, like many of my friends in the industry. We're just devastated by all of this. It's really hard. And, the best we can do is try to be innovative and do things online and do some virtual things and some Zoom stuff and all that kind of stuff. But it's not the same as going out and getting that, what people don't understand about live music is it's a spiritual thing. And so, when you're out there with the audience and they're feeding off you and you're giving back and they're giving back to you, it's a spiritual moment between human beings, and it's important. So it's just like the importance that, like the touching and kissing and hugging and looking at each other in the eye and all that kind of stuff,
Man, what can we do as your audience, as your fans, as your support system, since we can't physically show up at a building to support you? What is it that we can really, really do right now to support you and all the other artists that are out there in this predicament?
I think for the most part, like, just attend, spread the word about the online shows, buy the music. That's a big thing. If when we put music out to, because that had faltered years ago because of all the sharing and downloading and burning and all that kind of stuff. All this stuff with the online, streaming and all that stuff, that just killed us. It killed us in so many ways. I can't explain it. So the road was the way we could make money, sell merchandise. But people still want, there's a generation of people who still want the actual CD. They want a signed CD. They want to see liner notes. They want to do that. So we were able to take those on the road because, of course, there's no record stores anymore. So taking our music and merchandise on the road was an income that we all need. And, doing the after parties, doing the before shows, whatever, meet and greets and all that kind of stuff, all those things contribute to our well-being and to our financial well-being. So when all that's erased, you know, now we have, basically, if people don't buy the music, then what we have, that's really nothing for us to do. You know, we appreciate all the Cash Apps and PayPals and Venmos and all the stuff people have been doing. That's just been amazing because people don't have to do anything. So buying and purchasing the music is a big help, a huge help, and you know, just support us in that way. But it's just been it's just scary because, you know, like in my instance, and you know, just speaking for myself, you know, I don't like people, like I have an issue with receiving, I guess, in my life. I like to give. So, I mean, if you're going to pay for a concert, I'm going to do my hardest to make sure you have a good time and sing your song and try to get, you know, make sure you're enjoying it, so that I want you to get more than your money's worth. But when I'm, you know, and I try to do that at home on my karaoke, try to, you know, I sing 2.5 hours, you know, and for years, and for 4 years, I'm still not charging anybody anything. And I never would put up a Cash App or anything, never thought of that. Only reason why it's being done now is because, you know, everybody else, that's the way everybody's doing it now. So, but I still, in my heart, I would never charge them. People keep asking, you need to, you know, monetize Kitchen Karaoke, and I don't want to do it that way. This was a gift for everybody who bought my music, who came to my shows, who bought my merchandise. That's what this show, that's what it's about. And so now it's kind of flipped a little bit on its head. So I think basically for me it's just kind of hard. I want to be out there. I want to hug people. I want to talk to people. I want to connect in another way. But of course we all have to wait until this is over to do that again.
And guess what? We, in the meantime, we're going to support. We're going to buy merch. We're going to buy music. We're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that we're taking care of our artists. It is so important, especially now, that we all come together and realize that if we support each other, we can do this. Like, real talk, we can do this, but we have got to support each other. And that means not just streaming the CD for free. That means getting it and buying it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Right.
So if you're too late, we're going to make sure you have access to purchase the album. I want to talk about Blue Velvet Soul Records.
Yeah.
Because I know that wasn't easy. And you talked about it a moment ago. You talked about having to lay down one of the passions that you truly love in order to pick up another passion, which is making this thing operate and move.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, truly? Because one of your true passions is actually performing and singing. How has the transition been for you to go into the ownership of it all, the ownership role?
It's just been really difficult. It's kind of like just learning stuff, you know. It's like going back to school, really going back to university, trying to figure this out. Just learning, you know, like last week I had to send out royalties, even though it was a tiny amount of money, but I had to send out royalties to companies through publishing and all that kind of thing. And it was interesting. I've never done that before. I've always been on the other end of it. So I had to learn how to do that. And thanks to I have a guidance, you know, I have a mentor, my mentor, Tom Goldfogel, who is, you know, does a little bit of management consulting and stuff with me. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff. It's just, he's literally showing me every day what I have to do to be a record executive. And so, and the learning curve is extremely crazy, but the prize at the end of this, and the reason why I'm staying focused on the goal, is that in the future, when I'm not here anymore, my son or my future grandchildren will have something that they can have, mailbox money, we can call it, you know, something that they will have in the future so that they know that I left some kind of legacy here. You know, I've tried to do that while trying to make really good music and try to make A-list, A-quality music, you know, for everybody. But also for my son, I needed to leave something for him and show him also, you know, what it's like to self-ownership. I want him to understand that, you know, to be an entrepreneur, to own his own company, because he wants to be a photographer, and I want him to know early how to start his own company and own himself so that he doesn't have to work for anybody else.
Amen.
Amen.
Real quick, a couple people who are tuning in all over the globe. One of those young men is Mr. Zamil. He is an extraordinary poet. Shout out to Zamil. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Yeah. And he is actually one of your biggest fans, Mesa.
Oh, hello, honey.
I want to talk about Mesa's Kitchen Karaoke Sundays.
Oh, my God. That crazy time. It's wow. It started in March 2016.
Wow.
Time is flying. It really is flying.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Time is flying. As a matter of fact, time is flying so much, we're going to blink twice, and it'll be Christmas again. And we're going to be singing Jingle Bells.
We're going to be singing your song, Jingle Bells.
I love it. I love it. If y'all are just tuning in, I have the beautiful and amazing Mesa tuning in with me tonight. Her name is Mesa Leek, and she's also known as Mesa. And she's an extraordinary singer and songwriter and storyteller and an amazing mother and she travels the globe making sure that you're happy because she sings so melodically and so seamlessly and so perfect. I'm talking about absolutely perfect. This young lady is amazing, and I want you to follow her on all of her social media platforms. I want you to get her merch. I want you to get her music, and I want you to get an autographed copy because that's the only way to get it. Now, please, Miss Mesa, give out your contact information. I know that they can find you on Instagram, Mesa Leek Music. That's M-A-Y-S-A, Mesa Leek, L-E-A-K, Music. Go ahead and give out your other platforms as well.
Well, if you go to Mesa.com and you scroll down the bottom, like I have everything lined up right there, all the Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and all kinds of stuff, Twitter. Everything's all lined up there so we can get in touch with me directly on there.
I love it. I love it. There's a song, Loving You Is Easy, Sexy, Romantic. You know, when you write these songs, is this something that's in your heart you're trying to pull out? Is it something you really want to be in your heart, and you just hoping it's there? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, this is a hope song.
Yeah.
This is a hope to meet the man that'll make me feel this way song. That's what this song is about. I'm trying to speak him into existence.
Listen, let me tell you something. Words are powerful. And if we don't put the words out there that need to be put out there, the words we don't want out there will be put out there. So you're doing the right thing by continuing to speak words into existence, and then you're allowing us to put those words out there as well. And those words will go up into the air, and they will go somewhere. They're not going to dissipate. Every single thing you want for your heart is absolutely coming, and I guarantee you. God said, you ain't got to wait, sister. God said, it's coming for you. You keep singing, and I'm telling you, God has got you. I got you. Real talk. God is so good. You have been grinding. You were with a record company, and you decided, listen, I want to do this on my own. That is a testimony within itself. For so many years, you know, we get complacent with staying a part of a team. Nothing wrong with the team that, you know, whatever, but it's a lot better when you can do it on your own. You create business for your children, for your children's children's children, and years to come.
Yeah.
So very proud of you, Queen. No,
thank
what
you,
is
honey. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Shout out to Blue Velvet Soul Records, who is doing amazing things. Shout out to Baltimore. Absolutely. Talk to me about Baltimore.
Wow. It's my hometown. Beautiful people here. Strong people here. It's a wonderful place to live. We have some things we got to fix. There's a lot we have to fix, but there's a lot of Baltimore that doesn't get the press that, you know, that the bad part of Baltimore gets, you know, just like any city, I believe. But we need to focus more on the good stuff of Baltimore, I think.
Absolutely. I love it. I have never been to Baltimore, but I'm definitely looking to come. I know.
Oh, yeah, get that crab cake.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have an aunt that lives out that way. I've been there.
Oh,
it's a nice place. It's a nice place. It's fast. It's fast.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but T Smiley is from Arkansas. So saying Baltimore is fast,
no,
what does that mean?
No. Let me clear that up. Excuse me. No. Okay, yes, I'm from Arkansas. And so when I moved to Dallas, I was like, oh, Dallas is fast. But then you know, every time I go home, now every time I go home, I feel like it's like the Twilight Zone. It's like slow. And no hate on Arkansas. That's my hometown. I love y'all. Anybody listening from Arkansas, I love y'all. But, yeah, I can't be there too long. So, yeah, visiting Baltimore, driving in Baltimore versus driving in Dallas, like when I got off the road, I didn't want to drive no more.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, man, shout out to Baltimore. We appreciate this young lady for hanging out with us tonight yet again.
Thank you so much.
Very talented, smooth jazz soul singer, and she has been today officially. She is the most interviewed artist on We Talk Radio Network. That's how much we love her, and that's real talk. Absolutely,
oh,
you are the
amazing.
Most. I know, isn't that awesome? I mean, that's just so awesome. Yeah. So we broke history today on We Talk Radio Network, and we want to say happy birthday to you again. Before you
thank
go,
you,
can we get your if you don't mind, let us know how we can send you a birthday gift either via Cash App or how can we get you some? Yeah, let me know what we need to do if you want to get that out, because there may be some other people around the globe that want to bless you as well. If you have a Cash App, you can get that out, or if you just want us to go to your website, we can do that too.
Thank you, honey. That's amazing. My Cash App is my name, $MesaLeek.
I love it. So if you're wanting to give a donation, it's $MaySaLeek. I'm going to give it to you again. $MaySaLeek. Thank you so much, Mesa.
Thank
you can
you.
Check her
thank
out
so
at Mesa.com. You can check her out on social. Matter of fact, just go to her website. And then if you go to her website, it's going to take you everywhere you need to go on all of her social media platforms so that you can follow her there. We love you so much, Mesa, and we can't wait to
thank
get you back
you.
On again, Queen.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. I appreciate it from my heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good night, Queen.
Good night, honey.
Are you talking
thank
about...
You.
Clap, 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 clap. Talking about an amazing woman with an amazing heart. That's her right there. Her voice is as sweet as it sounds. Her voice, I'm telling you, is so melodic when she talks. And so that's her personality. Very, very, very amazing. And that's the way she sings. Very amazing. Make sure you support her at every turn. I don't care if it's buying a ticket, buying a T-shirt, buying a album, or donating to her on her platform of Cash App. I don't care what it is, or just clicking her website. Go to her website, give her a click. Just go tune in and just hey man, send her a message and say man, I tuned into your song. I like this song, or you know whatever it is, man. We got to show these artists that they're valuable. You know, when you go to work every day, you know, you like people to brush you on your back, too, and tell you how amazing you are. Otherwise, you're not going to work as hard. So I'm just saying, let's do the same thing for the people who are blessing us with this amazing music around the globe. Again, Mesa.com, MaySa.com. Thank you again, Queen Mesa. And we're going to play one of my favorite songs right here. And we'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. This is Miss Mesa. Hey, wait. B-Ray, which one are we playing?
Well,
playing,
we can play Loving is Easy.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it right now. Okay, we'll be back with more of this great show after this sexy romantic song, baby. Y'all get with it. This is After the Let's Go Out Radio right here with We Talk Radio Network. If loving you is easy.
So healing, oh.
let me tell you something. Well, before I even say that, before I even go there, let me ask, because this was T. Smiley's first time hearing that song. And the entire time, he was rocking out, jamming out. So I'm going to ask you how you liked it.
Yeah, the song was great. I like that smooth, like, just smooth groove, man. That was, like, real chill.
That was chill. And T. Smiley, he plays the drums, so he knows music. He knows good music. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I know you liked it when the beat dropped.
Yeah, the beat dropped.
That beat dropped, we were like, yeah.
I was already rocking. I ain't even hear the word.
That's how you know it's a good song. When you already rocking and you didn't even hear the words. I'm telling you, Mesa is classic. She is classic. So y'all make sure y'all check her out. Tonight, go watch the Democratic Convention. We're going to release y'all tonight. As a matter of fact, we went a few minutes over. I didn't mind. I was talking to Mesa. But we're going to release you guys tonight a little bit early. We usually leave here at 10 o'clock. Tonight we're going to leave now because I want you guys to go see the rest of the Democratic Convention. It has already started. I think Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and several others are actually going to be speaking tonight. So you'll have a chance to catch them. B-Ray, anything else we need to know besides tomorrow night we're going to be having a virtual party? Hey!
Hey, no, that's it. Just virtual party. B-Y-O-B-Y-O-S. Figure the miniatures out and come join us. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, BYOB. Bring your own beer. Is that it?
Bottle.
Bring your own beer.
Bottle.
But I'm lame. I'm so lame. Okay, bring your
and
own.
And BYOS.
And we know what that.
Bring your own sister.
Sure, your sister. Your sister's friend, your sister.
Bring everybody, but bring your cigars. Bring your cigars too, right? Bring them cigars. Bring your smoke.
I'll tell you. Tell
whatever
you,
it is, we got people all over the globe. We got California, Denver, whatever y'all got,
right.
Y'all bring it to the table. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
Just bring.
We in Texas, it's illegal, so we can't have it, but we're going to watch y'all indulge.
Yeah, yeah. Sister Mary. Just call her Sister Mary.
Oh, bring your own sister Mary. I can't. Don't do it. Oh.
I was going to go with Mary Jane. I was going to go with Mary Jane, but I wait because, you know, that's
B-Y-O-M-J.
One of the songs
that's going to be played anymore. I like it.
Yeah, that's one of the songs that's going to be played
anymore. Shout out to all the places where it's actually legal to have marijuana. Shout out to you.
I'm just saying, Texas, please.
Let me tell you something about Texas. We ain't talking about nothing down here.
I know. Hold on. I got something better. Let Biden and Camilla win. I bet it's going to get legalized everywhere. Everywhere.
Listen.
Not everywhere.
But then when it gets legalized, we need to start releasing some of these prisoners who have 30 plus 40 years, 15 years, 10 years for a marijuana charge. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the second piece. It goes both ways. You can't keep them in jail for something that's legal. Come on now, quit playing. If we legalize murder,
but it wasn't,
you know what I'm saying?
When they did it, though.
It wasn't. Let me tell you something. That's a small technicality. And why are you bringing up old stuff, B-Ray? See, that's what I'm talking about.
I just want it legalized now. I do. I really do. I need it. I need it for medicinal purposes.
A lot of people have anxiety and what's other glaucoma and there's a lot of different things that I've
the
heard.
Cancer and fibromyalgia that these pills aren't working and God put this here on the earth for us to utilize.
On the earth.
And if it wasn't meant to utilize, it would not have been here. He would have said, no, this is not what I want you to have.
Anyway, you better speak on that now. Come on. I'm just saying. Well,
you know what?
Y'all
got me down a weed head. I don't even smoke weed like that. For real. Like,
I'm just
real
saying. I ain't got you sounding like nothing. You're doing a good job of that on your own. I haven't said a thing. I'm
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the answer is. Yeah, but no, I'm just saying it's like, to me, the all the doctors are just trying to hook these pharmaceutical companies up and keep their checks rolling in by prescribing all this stuff. And you got natural stuff, not just the marijuana, but there's other natural stuff out here that can help with a lot of illnesses, like turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, and stuff like that. If people just take the time to read about it, they'll know they ain't got to take all this Oxycontin and Tylenol 3s and all that there. You can relieve your pain naturally, holistically. Let me rephrase it, holistically.
Holistically.
So, yeah.
Okay. Holistic is holisticity. I like it. Okay. Well,
it's unpredictable coming out. It's early for us. But yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody in all over the globe who's tuned in tonight. We appreciate you. We cannot do this show without you. I mean, real talk. If you could go to media page and like us on all of our social media pages, and that's Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and on and on and on. You can go to our website, that is www.wetalkradio.com, and we just absolutely love to hear from you. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio, who houses our shows. Shout out to Myron Reference with Wealth Entertainment, who of course booked the incredible Mesa tonight. And then, of course, we got to thank our special guest, Ms. Mesa, again, for being a part of the show tonight. You can check her out at Mesa.com. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. I am Kia D. I am the host of After the Lights Go Out Radio, and I'm also the owner here of this incredible and amazing blessed radio station, We Talk Radio Network. It has been an honor and a pleasure for 10 years to bring you the best guests, just like tonight, bring you the best music, to bring you the best Hot Topic panelists and Hot Topic radio shows, blogs, events, and more. This is what we do here at We Talk Radio, and just because we got some hiccups in the road don't mean we're going to stop. We are continuing to move, push, and we got to thank our entire team for moving and pushing with us, even when it didn't look good. You know what I'm saying? I would love for my incredible and amazing beau, he is to me, but I can't call him that live on the air, the extraordinary and handsome Molly. Go ahead and close this out.
Father God, we just thank you again for waking us up this morning, Lord, clothing our right mind, God. We thank you for this with us all this week, God. May we ask that you continue to watch over us, God, as we leave this show on tonight. God, be with us. Until we meet again at our point places and times, and my prayer, amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have a virtual party. It is the Throwback Thursday, so we're going to have some good old throwbacks. We're going to be jamming. We're going to be Harlem shaking and whopping and everything. We're going to do the crisscross. We're doing it all tonight. We might even do the mashup, okay? So be ready. Tomorrow night. And then you guys can check us out on our website to check out all of the other shows that we have. I did have a news report. Hold on real quick before you move. I had something I wanted to say, and I bet you anything, I deleted whatever it was I did. That's okay. I forgot what it was. I did. That's all right. I guess I didn't think I was going to need it. I can't remember what it was anyway, but I did have, like, a story. Something happened. Oh, Jam Master Jay. That's right. I wanted y'all to know they actually found out they allegedly at this point in time have charged, because remember Jam Master Jay was shot and killed a couple years ago at his recording studio. Well, they do have some people under arrest. They've been pushing and trying to make solve this case. So shout out to the entire police department out there for doing a good job and making sure that this case gets solved, resolved, and closed. So there's so many other things that are going on in the world. And, we're going to talk about that on Monday night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show hosted by me,
Kia D. Don't be late. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It goes down. Again, thank y'all so much for being here. We appreciate your presence. And guess what? B. Ray has been trying to get me to go live.
I want to say, rest in heaven to Ricardo.
Yes,
Brown, that's what I. AKA Cocoa Butter. You remember him from the show on 4 Days? He does all the commercials. He was an actual DJ on there. So he passed away recently, and you know, it's kind of like touched my heart because he was kind of one of the ones that showed me the ropes when I was there. Yeah, so rest in peace to him, rest in heaven, and condolences to the family.
Thank you, B. Ray. That was actually the other. That was actually the other story because I had two of them. That was the one, but I couldn't. I can't pull none up in my phone. Yes, rest in peace to Cocoa Butter, and praying for his entire family and his network of friends. It is an extensive network of friends. Okay, and so we're praying for everyone that heard his voice. You know, being on the radio for many, many years. I'm talking about a solid brother. Okay, so we're definitely praying for him. Somebody was wanting to know if he had died of COVID. He did not. He had a heart attack. He was in Houston, and he passed away of a heart attack. So we're going to continue to keep him in our prayers. I'm going to keep his family and lifted up in prayer. And just that whole situation is just tough. Anytime you lose anybody, it's just tough. I know he did have a son. I don't know if he had any other children, but I know he did have a son. So praying for his son as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And if you have any hot topics that you want us to talk about, go ahead and send us an email, admin@wetalkradio.com. admin@wetalkradio.com. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Check us out on We Talk Radio. Bye. Hey.
Sweet time,
trust me.
We can take it slow and let this love affair grow into something we both enjoy. If you know me, just get to know me. See how wonderful our life can be if you only just get to know. No more words.
Trust me.
You're the lead in my story.
Trust me.
You can let it go and leave the past behind. Trust me, peace is what you'll find if you know me. Just get to know me. See how wonderful our lives can be. Oh,
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.